Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March the 1st. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the goal, to use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and to use the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founders to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Certainly makes sense. We want to make America great again. Donald Trump has an incredible slogan, that's for sure. Speaking of Donald Trump, our recap yesterday, we talked about Senator Jeff Sessions, very powerful senator of Alabama, supports and endorses Trump for president. So does Governor Chris Christie. The question is Mitt Romney about to enter the race for the nomination? People are asking that question. The Republican Party supposedly going berserk. They're going to push for third party. They're going to push for Hillary. They're going to push for anything but Trump. We also switched gears and publicly called for Cedar Hills mayor for Cedar Hills, Utah, to resign. His name is Gary Gygi. He needs to immediately resign. We talked about that all first hour, second hour. Well, he said, is this pop the question Monday? Yeah, believe it or not, five bizarre facts you need to know. If you're going to propose this leap year, it's a special, interesting time where girls are allowed in our society to ask men to marry them. Kind of strange stuff. Now, Donald Trump leaves CNN's Jake Tapper baffled with his response regarding the Ku Klux Klan. Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke? Trump said, I don't know enough about him. Wow. It's kind of interesting because Donald Trump has known about David Duke before. Very interesting indeed. We talked about this reality, though. Just because you don't agree with somebody on something, does it mean you have to disavow them completely? Let's say David Duke has said and done some things that you don't agree with in the past. Does that mean he can't change? Politicians want you to accept their change all the time. In fact, if you aren't going to accept change, then Trump is a hardcore in-your-face against conservative viewpoints. He's ready to promote abortion and eminent domain for starters. But do you believe in change? If you're a Christian, my fellow Americans, you sure should. So the mainstream press ought to have an earful. And if they asked me that, I'd simply say, hey, I may not agree with everything David Duke has said or done. But you know what? I'm not going to condemn everyone. If David wants to support a great candidacy to America, great to make America great again, let David Duke and everybody else jump on board. That's what I would say. GOP plots secret plan. Yeah. To elect Hillary and block Trump. What on earth are the Republicans thinking? And we also talked about the Vince Foster new release shocker. Second wound documented. Wow. We've talked about that second bullet hole in Vince Foster since it happened, folks. Wow, we talked about a Christian college. I guess they're going to have to pay $700,000 violating free speech rights of students. Very interesting. All right, we had a great show yesterday. It's still available on demand if you want to check it out. LibertyRoundtable.com or on your Roku player. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We've also got James Edwards, the politicalcesspool.org radio talk show host on the radio. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Sam. It's great to be here with you again. We've had a busy week together.
Yeah, we've all got all kinds of stuff going on, my friend. Last Saturday, James Edwards was indeed live in Memphis, Tennessee at the Donald Trump rally. It was at an airport hangar. I was holding down the fort in studio. James was right in the middle of the media, right in the center of the room. Literally thousands and thousands of people were there. It's hard to know how many. Trump thought about 15,000. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, James's co-host, thought about 10,000. Everywhere I look, it was packed, and there were thousands, to say the least. No matter what, Trump gets more support, more turnout than anybody else, double, triple, quadruple, tentuple, I don't know, bar none. That is beyond debate, James.
Well, Sam, if anybody's interested in getting the full experience of that particular night, all they've got to do is go to my website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Actually, to your website as well, Sam, and just go to the broadcast archives and listen as we reported live from the scene, from the press pen, as Donald Trump was simultaneously delivering his remarks to a frenzied crowd at an airport hangar near Memphis, Tennessee. And it was at least 10,000 people there. And the reason he's bringing them out, Sam, is that he's throwing red meat to the starving base of the Republican Party. The three biggest issues that really got me interested in Trump was securing the border. That is, I think, the single biggest issue that this nation needs to solve. Demographics is destiny, and we have to secure the border. That's number one. Number two, trade. Reindustrializing America, rebuilding a manufacturing base, bringing back American jobs. That's something that's very nationalistic. Immigration and trade were Pat Buchanan's two signature issues. And, of course, everybody knows my history with Pat. And so these were two things that resonated. But Donald takes it even a step further in checking one of my major boxes in his total disregard for political correctness. And even more than that, his total contempt and disdain for the media. And to watch him treat the media with the lack of respect that they have earned is something that really got me excited. And I think that's really what's galvanizing the public, a combination of those three things. Plus, he's a showman. He's an entertainer. He packages it well. All of that's true. And then there's some other things, too. I mean, he's good on Second Amendment. He's good on veterans. He's good on a lot of things. Those, I think, are the three issues. And those are populist issues. That is why people – listen, Sam, you want to talk about growing the party. The Republican Party is so afraid that they may – you know, their minority vote may go from 4% to 3% in this election, I guess, with Trump. But interestingly, he won the Hispanics. You know, minorities like somebody with guts. They like somebody that's an alpha male. And
yeah, they call it machismo, sir.
They do. I mean, and men should gravitate to other men who are strong, natural leaders. And so I think actually Trump will do much better with blacks and Hispanics than Mitt Romney and John McCain did. Just wait and see, both in the primaries. I think we're already seeing that in the primaries, but in the general election, too. But talking about growing the party, in addition to that, I have never voted for a Republican nominee in my life. I voted for Buchanan, Perutka, Baldwin, and always third party. I will vote for the Republican nominee, if it's Trump, which it almost certainly will be, for the first time in my life. Now, that's actually growing the party, not just with populists like me, but also with, I think, minorities, too. He will do very well, better than what the Republicans have done in recent cycles.
Well, we're going to keep our eye on the ball. Out of three or four bouts so far, Trump has done incredibly well, came in barely etched out in one of them. Now, they say this, Super Tuesday. Consecutive voting in 11 state primaries, 5 caucuses, hundreds of votes at stake, says Russia Today. Today is Super Tuesday. Trump and Clinton expected to win. Any predictions, gentlemen? Any predictions, James?
Trump will carry every state but Texas. And he'll lose Texas, I think, a little bit more narrowly than they're expecting. Now, I have been really bragging, and I don't typically do that. I guess the Trump is rubbing off on me, but I have really been solid this year in terms of predictions. And a lot of people, I don't know, well, I mean, it's not that I'm so smart. It's just pretty much just common sense. You just get the lay of the land. You're in politics. You get a pulse. I don't know how people thought that he was going to fall apart after narrowly losing Iowa and that somehow Rubio was going to overtake him in New Hampshire. There was just no evidence to back that up. But I've called it. I've called these things. So maybe Texas. Arkansas is a toss-up because that's a state that borders Texas. It's a tight fight there between him and Cruz. But he's going to win. He's going to win all but one, maybe two states tonight. And that's going to be, you know, enough to sew up the nomination. I actually called it for all intents and purposes after he won Nevada. But tonight Trump seals it. And then you get into what is the Republican Party going to do about that? Because the Republican Party, and this is the truth, and you mentioned this, alluded to it, Sam, just a moment ago, they have more in common, the elites of the Republican Party have more in common with Hillary Clinton than they do the average rank-and-file middle American, red state American that is going to the polls and voting for Trump. So that is a shame. That is disgusting that the elites of the GOP have more in common with the communists, basically, than they do with members, voters in their own party. So, I could totally foresee a criminally corrupt elite like that putting in someone like Romney to throw the election to Hillary to keep someone like Trump, an American nationalist, a populist, from winning. And that's what we're up against. And so,
all right, hang tight. We're going to get Kirk Crosby's opinion coming up in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. And then hopefully we'll get Donald Trump Jr.'s thoughts. Today is Super Tuesday. Trump and Clinton expected to win big. Do y'all have any predictions? We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, is going so ballistic. He's saying, man, if Trump becomes the nominee, you got to go third party. Hey, Ben, there's nobody to vote on the third party right now. Nobody. I don't know what you think about that, but the Republican Party's a complete meltdown. Bottom line is Trump and Clinton expected to win big today on Super Tuesday. Kurt, any predictions?
You know, I'm going to go exactly with what Sir James has said, except for I'm going to say that he's going to narrowly win Texas as well. You know, and I don't mean anything against our buddy Ted Cruz, but I do believe that this Trump freight train is a whole lot more about other things than Trump. You know, everybody else thinks it's just, he's bombastic. He's, this or that. He says all these things. But it all comes down, in my opinion, to jobs. And the people that are showing up in droves to vote for this guy are wanting the America that neither they heard about or they lived a long time ago or they've heard their grandparents tell about, something like that. They want America back, and they don't want invaders coming in just willy-nilly anywhere without keeping the rules. And so Mr. Trump is, he's ready to take that. Anybody else, it could have been, if Pat Buchanan had been at this time, in my opinion, it would have been perfect for him. It just wasn't quite, ready at the time he was in. And now Donald Trump is going to enjoy this, I think.
Time will tell for sure. James Edwards referred to three things that Donald has really promoted, one of them being a strong border and closing the border and appropriate dealing with illegal immigration. But an off-the-record meeting, Donald Trump reportedly told the New York Times how he really feels about immigration. That's from The Blaze. And now Romney is calling on Trump to allow the New York Times to release transcript of this off-the-record meeting. In other words, they're hinting there's something in there that won't be near as favorable to Donald Trump as you may think. What do you say to that, James?
I was watching Katrina Pearson, Trump's spokesperson, on the Kelly File last night address this, and I just think it's absolutely absurd. I mean, of course, coming from The Blaze, and we know how biased against Trump Glenn Beck is, first of all, but the New York Times is equally biased against Trump. And do you think that they would wait until the 25th hour if they had something in their pocket that could potentially damage Trump? He's going to wrap up the nomination today. If they had something that they think would adversely affect Trump with his supporters, they would have released that earlier this week in advance of Super Tuesday. Why are they sitting on it now? Any chance they have, which is, very slim, almost non-existent, really is non-existent.
All right, James Edwards, Donald Trump Jr. with us. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
It's great to be here. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Mitt Romney is running around trying to say Donald needs to release this, Donald needs to release that. The first question is Donald worried about somebody else jumping in the race like a Mitt Romney?
I'm not so worried. I mean, Mitt Romney had his opportunity. He didn't do well with it. He blew it when he could have done something differently. I think, frankly, if he would have taken my father's advice and touted his accomplishments and these things, he would have done a lot better. But he was afraid of what he'd done. He was afraid of success. And it didn't work out for him, so no, we're not worried about it.
He failed twice in a row, actually, right?
I guess theoretically, yes.
All right, just saying.
No one talks about the year before, you're right.
Quick question. How was it growing up with your dad as Donald Trump? I can't imagine how that would be.
Well, listen, it was interesting, but, he with us, really stressed the right kind of stuff. I mean, I think there's a reason you probably hear about us perhaps in a lot better light than a lot of other kids of similar backgrounds and wealth. And, he made sure we understood what it was that we had, how lucky we were. He made sure we didn't take any of that for granted. I mean, he focused on education and work ethic. I always joke, I'm the only son of a billionaire that's more comfortable in a D10 Caterpillar bulldozer than I am on a golf cart, because those are the kind of jobs we started doing. He made sure we got that. It wasn't, congratulations, you're now the president of the company, and you've never done anything. So, he's about merit and about hard work. And so he was a great dad. He just, people don't see the warmer side of Trump, really. They hear about the business accomplishments and the this and the that. They see that. But I know him as a dad, and I know him as a grandfather now. I have five kids myself, and, he's as good with my little, 18-month-old daughter as he is with the toughest construction guy in the country. So he's just an amazing guy.
All right. We got James Edwards, the political cesspool host, with us as well. He was at the Donald Trump rally on Saturday live. It was incredible. Over 10,000 people there, James.
Well, Mr. Trump, it's great to talk to you. I want to say one thing very quickly. I'm based down here in Memphis, and I am a Southern Baptist, and I think it's absolutely disgusting what some of the church leadership like Russell Moore has done to your father. And I can tell you that that is not the way the people in the pews believe, and that I hope that your father becomes the next Charlemagne after he becomes president of the United States. But as Sam mentioned, your father was in Tennessee on Saturday, and I was in the press pen as a member of the credentialed media. And I can tell you that I was the only person on that side of the fence who wants to make America great again. But one of the things we were talking about before you called in was, it seems to me that the establishment press has long since abandoned objective reporting and now sees itself as the enforcer of political correctness. Am I off base in drawing that conclusion? And why do you?
No, not at all. I mean, it's amazing when I see some of the stuff that's there. Yeah, and I've been to these rallies. I travel around and I go to the debates, and I'm actually there. And you know, it's so disingenuous at this point. But I think because of my father, maybe he's got a big soapbox, and that's why he's able to do it. But the average American's finally getting it. They see it, because I'll watch a speech for an hour, and you'll see it, and I'm sure you can vouch for me on this one. He'll say something in minute number 5. He'll say something minute 15. He'll say something in minute 45. And they blend the three things together as though it was one thought, and they say, he's such a terrible person. Look what he said. It's like, it's so phony. But you know, people are getting it now, and that's what's amazing, because you know, this isn't just a political campaign. It's a movement. You know, the number of people that show up at these things. It's not a campaign rally where the number two guy is really thrilled because he had 123 and a half people in a room, and maybe there was a dog in the background. I mean, he's getting 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people in a stadium to hear him, because A, they're fed up, and B, he's giving a voice to hardworking Americans again. You know, the hardworking American, the people that made this country so great, they've been left in the dust. You know, they're not a political class that's catered to. The left could care less. You know, the left would worry about people who don't want to work, who could care less. They want to be, they cater more to people who are here illegally, and they care more about the feelings of countries that would love to see us wiped off the face of the earth than they do hardworking Americans. It's ridiculous, and people get it. We've tapped into that. My father, you know, he talks to those people. He talks with those people. He's not talking at them like these other guys who are basically academics. You know, they're talking in theory about how everything should ideally work in a perfect world. They don't get it because they've never functioned in the real world. You know, they do whatever their political, you know, the guys that write the $5 million checks to their campaign, they tell the people what they want to hear, and then they do whatever the special interests tell them to do. It's so fake, and I think we've changed the game forever because people are finally onto it.
All right, Kurt Crosby, do you want to ask Donald Trump Jr. a question? Kurt?
Well, thank you, sir, for being with us. And by the way, Pat Buchanan has got a recent article. He says, you're watching the Republican Party being reborn, and I agree with him, and I think it's exactly what you've just stated.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you think the Republican Party is going to change forever as a result of this? Is the crony capitalism and behind the backdoor dealing gone?
Well, listen, I think if we become president, that certainly will. That's why they're so afraid. That's why the right, rather than embracing someone who's bringing in new people to the campaign, to bring in new people into the GOP, having
records. You know what? We got a quick break. Do you have a couple of extra minutes?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes.
All right, stay there. Quick break. Come right back. Couple of quick questions, and we'll let you fly. Donald Trump Jr. with us, ladies and gentlemen, telling us a little bit about what it was like to have Donald as the father. And now on the campaign trail with his dad. We'll tell you about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Riding shotgun on the broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump Jr. from the campaign trail with his father live on Liberty Roundtable. Right before the pause, we were talking about Pat Buchanan. He's saying the death, he's calling it a death rattle of the establishment, no doubt about it. Donald Jr., your father's really growing the Republican Party. They claim that it's different, but they're lying. Everywhere you see, he gets more crowds than anybody, and people are quitting the Democratic Party left and right for your father.
Listen, I agree. I mean, you know, I was saying it's not a campaign anymore. It's a movement. He's getting people, you know, he's winning all these independents. He's turning Democrats who are just sick of the same old lies. They may not even be on board with a lot of the conservative ideology, but they're saying, I want to get someone getting things done. You know, the independents that are coming over, when we joke, we go to my father's rallies, you know, we won in Nevada with fat people, we won with skinny people, we won with smart people, we won with not so smart people, we won with, you know, Hispanics. You know, so you say, well, they're like, well, how could he win with Hispanics? There's two Cubans in the race. It's like, well, A, they know that these guys will just tell them whatever they want to hear. B, when my father brings up issues, he talks about immigration. He's not afraid to have the conversation. Everyone else, before, it was taboo. All of a sudden, it's a huge talking point. He's not afraid to talk about how disastrous the VA system is. You know, we want to take care of our veterans coming back, you know, and, you know, well, we can't talk about that. That's a disaster. All these things that are becoming big issues in the party are because he wasn't afraid to talk about them initially.
He's also employed more Hispanics than the other gentlemen have even thought about, right?
Oh, well, without question. But look at who's hurt by, you know, illegal immigration the most. It's not going to be me. It's going to be people who, you know, Hispanics who are sitting there being like, yeah, these guys come in, they undercut my jobs, they'll work for less because they're not paying taxes, they're not paying in this system. You know, we brought up all of these things. So people who are finally fed up, people who haven't had a voice in for so long because they know, you know, the little, you know, cadre of special interests and, you know, establishment guys, you know, they control all the power, they keep it everywhere, they keep everyone else out. And finally, someone like my father has the strength and the ability to break into their box. And they know their little world is over. So, I mean, it's a real movement. Look at the turnout. You know, we even win with evangelicals. We're winning with this because they're sick and tired of the same old nonsense. And I think Jerry Falwell Jr. said it best. He goes, you know, listen, you know, Carter may have been the perfect Sunday school teacher. He may have been the perfect evangelical, but he was a disaster as a president because he didn't know how to get it done. Someone like Trump, who does care about family, does care about the things that we really hold dearly, but he also has a track record of actual success, doing it in the real world, and he's going to do that. That's why we're winning people over. They get it.
All right, last question is from James Edwards. Then we'll go ahead and let Donald Trump Jr. with a final parting shot. Go ahead, James.
Well, you're absolutely right, Donald, and that is, here in the South, I can tell you, evangelicals are in a frenzy over your father, and in a very good way. They're going out, and we're going to carry Super Tuesday. In fact, as soon as I get off the line today, I'm going to vote, and I'm going to be voting for Trump, obviously. But I want to say this. He's going to do better with Hispanics and other minorities than either John McCain and Mitt Romney did. You wait and see. Of course, Nevada, the results out of there have already suggested that. And in terms of growing the party, look at how huge Tennessee, the Secretary of State of Tennessee, where I am, has already said that early voting broke all records. And that is because of one man, and that's Donald Trump. And I can tell you this. Correct. We mentioned Pat Buchanan a couple of times. I got my start with Pat in 2000. I have never voted for a Republican nominee. I've always voted conservative third party. I will vote for a Republican nominee for the first time in my life in November. So that is growing the party.
I really appreciate it. And I see it all the time. Listen, I live in New York City, right? I'm a good old boy at heart. I mean, I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman. So I spend a lot of time in the South. So I see it all. But, you know, I'll be at dinner in New York City with my wife. I put the five kids to bed, go out to dinner with my wife, and, you know, some old lady will come up to me, and I want to talk to you about your father. I'm saying, oh, boy, I'm going to get a fight with an old lady at a restaurant. I don't need this right now. They're saying, I'm voting for your father. I say, that I did not see coming. And they're saying, we're sick of it. We're fed up. And they're telling me, literally, I have never voted for a Republican in my life. And I'm not just saying, it's not like a soundbite. Like, I've heard it so many times, it's almost like, oh, my God, there's really something here. Like, we're going to win New York State as the GOP, which has probably never happened, at least not in my lifetime, because people get it. They're sick of it. We're going to carry some of these states that the Republicans, it's like, why even bother? Like, don't even show up. You know, it's incredible. And we're getting just the movement across the board. Yesterday, we had the CEO of NASCAR come out and endorse us. Chase and Bill Elliott, you know, drivers come out. I mean, you're getting everything. And now you're actually even seeing some of the great, guys, Jeff Sessions, coming out and endorsing us because, you know, they get it. They're like, you know what, maybe it's time to actually do something for the country rather than just keep lining our own, pockets as politicians.
Now, Donald Trump has a press conference today, right?
Yeah, he's all over the place today. I know he's working hard, and that's what he does. He's always worked hard his entire life. He's employed people. He's created jobs. He's created these other guys. They talk about they've never even had an original thought, let alone created anything. And they talk about, well, what do you, you know, he had 2,000 deals. We'll talk about one deal that didn't go well. Let's talk about it. It's like, of course, that's called life. Anyone's going to have a deal that doesn't go well. It's going to happen. They don't talk about the, you know, thousands of successes, the millions of, you know, jobs and the benefits that have been created because of those things. You know, it's time. If you're fed up, if you think, you know, politicians are doing a lousy job, go vote for my father. Let's change the game a little bit. If you think the country's going in the right direction, if you think that the politicians who, you know, these guys, they're promising you what the last 10 guys have promised you. Guess what? How many of them delivered? Ever. None. What's going to be different this time? Nothing. You know, if you think that those guys are doing a great job, go vote for them. You know, we don't want that vote. But if you're fed up and you're sick and tired of it, like I am, and like all the people that I run into, that I've run into, you know, across the country now that I've been a politician for, you know, 9.5 days, if you're fed up, you know, go vote for my father. You're going to see some change.
Well, like everybody else on the planet, everyone's frustrated.
Here, not just with my, you know, the minorities are going to come out, but the white working class is going to come out, which is really the base.
Oh, by the way, think about it. I can't tell you, we've built more jobs, union, and stuff like that than anyone. But you think, you know, those traditional voting blocks that are union guys, do you think they're voting for Hillary? What have the Democrats done for the unions, for the hard-working guys?
No, they're
absolutely
not
nothing. You know, they keep going, they keep allowing everyone who doesn't belong in the country, let them in, give them jobs, give them this, give them health care, let them undercut your wages and prices. You know, those guys are going to come out for, you know, a Republican for the first time ever. It's a movement.
All right, Donald Trump Jr. with us, ladies and gentlemen. One last point, then you can make a parting shot and fly. You know, it seems to me that Donald Trump has almost become the elixir of truth. In other words, at first these politicians make you believe this and lie about that, and pretty soon, though, you find out who's who when Donald jumps in the middle of it. Pretty soon you got Glenn Beck completely out of control. You got all these different people just beside themselves. Ben Sasse was supposedly elected as a good conservative guy. Now he's going, I'm going to vote third party if Trump gets the nomination. These people are melting down and showing their true colors, Donald.
Listen, I agree, but it goes to show you how desperate and weak they are. You know, they know their little party is over. They know they've been taking advantage of the American people for too long. And now, because of my father, We're on to him. We get it. We see what's going on. You know, he's you know, picked up the skirt, so to speak. Everyone he sees, everyone knows what's going on now, and they can't get away with it. You know what? It's time. It's time for these guys to be held accountable, to actually be held accountable. I mean, it's a novel concept. If you know, Marco Rubio, he shows up to his job 35% of the time, and he talks about all his experience and all the things. You know, what happens if you show up to your job 35% of the time? You don't have a
nah,
job.
Nah. I'm gone.
It's ridiculous. It's over.
All right, you got a parting shot,
just
sir?
Encourage. Listen, guys, just get out and vote. You know, showing up to the rallies, being supportive on social, you know, showing up and screaming for Trump, putting up signs in your yard, none of it means anything if you don't actually go out and vote. So go out, vote for my father. We're going to make America great again. Thank you so much.
Godspeed. Tell your family hello from us. Thank you, sir.
I will do that, guys. Thank you.
There he goes, Donald Trump Jr., ladies and gentlemen, on the campaign trail with his father. He's been a politician for a whole 9 days, James?
Well, he's exactly the kind of so-called politician we need, and that's what I was getting at. You know, we were talking about how they're going to do better with minorities. They're going to grow the party. They're bringing in independents and populists and people who are concerned with issues that make my show so popular. But, you know, again, the Republican Party has totally taken advantage of its base, which is, for the most part, especially in the South, evangelical, white, middle class. And the Trump campaign is throwing red meat to a pack of ravening wolves with this kind of truth and the issues that he has made his signature. And the results are predictable, Sam. I have said for years, even when it looked like the dawn would never come, I've said for years, the American people are with us. The American people are with us. Fundamentally on the issues, the American people are with us. I had no reason or no evidence of that except just my gut feeling and what I've seen in working in the radio and talking to people all my life. American people are with us, but they needed a viable champion. They've identified Donald Trump as that champion, and that's what's going to carry him today. And today, look, I want to talk about Donald Trump Jr. just for a second. You know, he was scheduled for, what, about 5 minutes? He stayed 20? You know, 15,
yeah, pretty much.
And this is on the morning of Super Tuesday. This is the biggest day in Trump's campaign to this point.
Now, this is the point that I made before, James. I want to quickly remind our listeners of it. Yesterday or the day before, I was telling Kurt, I was saying, I've tried to get a hold of Ted Cruz and his campaign forever, Rand Paul and his campaign forever, Marco Rubio, all of them. They're all failing. None of them would even make any time for us or reach out to us or anything. And then, you know what? We ask for credentials with Donald Trump, and we get them virtually instantly. And then they reach out to us, and we have an opportunity to chat. It just shows you the difference. I want you to respond in a second, James. I'll take this quick break and then let you rock and roll. I want Kurt's response, too. This is interesting, to say the least, about who's who, huh?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yeah, so I try to hunt the other candidates down literally forever. Not a single response, just ignoring me, every one of them. Donald Trump gives James Edwards credentials and then virtually reaches out to us, James. You got to give him incredible credit for that. And we highlighted that difference on the radio. But it's even more than that, James.
Well, Sam, it's great to see Donald Trump reaching out to premier and prominent alternative media sources. Now, we have obviously very establishment bona fides, too, with regards to radio. And we've really got all of the legitimacy that our peers have, except salary. And yeah.
And financial backing.
That would be the biggest difference. And the fact that we tell the truth about the issues that they would never have the ability or the courage to tackle, because, of course, they are owned and operated by their commercial sponsors and by the heads of network that muzzled them, even if they wanted to talk about the real issues that matter, which certainly they probably wouldn't. But now here's the thing. So just to give people a timeline here. So I found out middle of last week that Donald Trump is going to be in Memphis on Saturday night. And of all the times he's going to be in Memphis, Saturday night at 6 o'clock, I air a weekly show on Saturdays. He was going to be in Memphis speaking at the exact time my show broadcast each week. And I just said, well, look, this has just got to be meant to be. This is divine providence. So I went to the campaign website, and I applied for press credentials. And there's a process you got to go through, and you got to give them all your information. And then I guess they look into it and vet you and then get back with an approval or a rejection. And sure enough, the night before the event, I got an email saying that my credentials had been approved, and they gave me all of the protocols with regards to Secret Service and security and when I was to arrive and where I was to park. They had a special parking lot and just all of the logistical information. And then we go in there and we do that great show last Saturday night, which is available in the archives, I say again. And it was just a
By the way, thepoliticalcesspool.org for the archives, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Sam. And so just that alone was, I thought, tremendous. It was a fun experience, and it was certainly something worthy of my time, and it was a great night of radio for this network. And I just thought that would be it, and certainly that was more than enough. But then on Sunday morning, we get an email from a third party. It doesn't come directly from Donald Trump Jr., of course. It comes from a press agency that's scheduling interviews for him. And it just it was addressed to me at my radio show address. And they just said, would you be interested in having either Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump on your program either on Monday or Tuesday? And, of course, with my show airing on a Saturday night, it would be difficult for me to get them on a Monday or Tuesday. But we've got friends in high places. So I call Sam Bushman. I say, Sam, I got this opportunity to have one of the scions on the program, but they only have availability on Monday or Tuesday. You want to go in on this together? And Sam agrees, and he reaches out, responds to the email on my behalf and on behalf of the network, and then you just heard the rest. So, and they got back very quickly, didn't they, Sam? I mean, you emailed.
Yeah, they got back to me literally within hours, and then here's the interesting thing. They basically had 5 minutes. They've got these slots where they're really trying to get out the vote and really focus on Super Tuesday today. You would think they would have no time for us. Not only did they make time for us, but he stayed what, four times as long as a grade on a polite gesture. He was with us almost 20 minutes, and was willing to talk.
He doesn't even stay on. You know, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump are on all – they're everywhere. I mean, they are Trump surrogates, and they are on all of the major network television shows. You see them on TV every day. And when they're on TV, they're on for maybe 5 minutes at a stretch. So for him to give Liberty News Radio Network 20 minutes is incredible. And it would be one thing if you're talking about, an officer for some obscure candidate running for – Senate or, you know.
Yeah, like an officer for Rand Paul or something, you know.
Yeah, even something like that, it would be hard. It's unusual, not hard. And we're no better or worse in our ability to get these people as anyone, but it's just not really common to have somebody on for that length of time.
Well, and let's be clear, though, too. It's not just like it's an average day. It's Super Tuesday, people.
It's super. The morning of Super Tuesday, the biggest day in the campaign, and you're talking about the guy who has the hammerlock on the Republican nomination and well on his way to becoming the next president of the United States, the most talked about campaign perhaps in American history on Super Tuesday, and you've got one of their top two spokespeople on for 20 minutes. Wow.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, you want to chime in? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Why can't I get a hold of Rand Paul's staff? I mean, I get a hold of them, and they're like, we're too busy. Call me later on in the month, you know, meaning it's never going to happen, see? Donald Trump's crew reaches out to us, and then I say, let's do an interview, and they say, great, this is the time that works best for us. Does that work for you? A little different detail, they've got time on Super Tuesday for us. Rand Paul still doesn't have time for us, Kurt.
Well, it's in the parts that I really enjoyed of the interview, you know, I enjoyed hearing about how, hey, man, he had to work, you know. He felt more comfortable in a cat, you know, was it D10? Anyway, then, you know, telling about he's got five kids, and I mean, James knows about taking care of the kiddos and going out to dinner or whatever, and you and I have got even some ideas on that. You've got him talking about going to dinner in New York and some lady coming up and wanted to talk about his dad, and he's like, oh boy. And then
for Trump.
And that's indicative of what's going on, I believe, you know, in my opinion.
Whether you agree with everything Trump says or not isn't the point. Even his wife, Malia, said she's kind of tried to talk to the Donald about his language. And so it isn't about agreeing perfectly with him on everything, James. It is about this movement which says we're done with the mainstream press. We're done with the establishment. We're done with every topic on the planet being taboo with this political correct bogus idea. And we're going to bust out and talk about it. And we're going to do it with a little bit of flair like Donald would. That's kind of what it's about, right?
No, it's absolutely. And I think this is just more napalm on top of a grassroots blaze that's just going to further ignite what's going on for the people of this network. And when this interview gets out, when they see that on the morning of Super Tuesday, we had one of the premier spokesmen for this. I mean, the two sons and Katrina Pearson, who always does a great job. Those are, unless you have Trump himself, those are, you know, the three. Those are the three. And on the morning of Super Tuesday, when 12 states are in play, you know, you get him for, I mean, there's only so many hours in the day. There's only so many half hours in a day. And there's certainly only so many half hours in a day before polls close. And we had him for one of those. Sam, that's crossing a Rubicon, unprecedented advancement for this network. And I would be surprised if any other outlet in America has Donald Trump Jr. on for 20 minutes today.
All right, and I'll tell you this. You know, I, in the mission statement for Liberty News Radio, people, the network that I own, if you go to libertynewsradio.com, you can click on About Us and read it. But the mission statement is we're taking on the mainstream press like never before. The new media is indeed taking center stage, and he who owns the media makes the rules. And that's kind of where we're at today. Donald Trump obviously gets it. He won't even spend any time with Megyn Kelly. She's a failure. He won't spend time with Glenn Beck. He's a failure. He spends time on Alex Jones, though. Donald Trump does. His sons and others spend time with us. They're starting to realize we are changing the matrix in terms of maybe we don't call the shots. We're not big enough. But we certainly force them to change their narrative. As Chris Ann Hall, one of the talk show hosts for Liberty News Radio, says, we are taking back the narrative. Kurt, we are. They can't deny it.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, at least to me, you and I have both said this many times, that we'd love to completely eliminate the government school system and replace it with private schools, etc. But every time a little bit of that happens, whether it's the private school in James' neighborhood or maybe some more homeschooling going on, that gives a little bit of pressure and a little bit of change to the system, just like it does when Joe, you know, wherever he is, goes out and gets a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, even a little bit of copper, puts a little bit of pressure on the dishonest money system to maybe improve things just a little bit, and that's what we're seeing.
All right, Romney's calling on Trump. Romney's thinking he's going to get out the gloves and change things, and I think Donald Jr. put it best. He's already failed twice. Is he really going to come out and run in a third failed campaign, James? I mean, come on.
Well, it just goes to show. And Pat Buchanan wrote about this. You mentioned the column. He ended that column about.
By the way, next hour we're going to talk about that column in detail, along with the New York Times column in contrast. Hopefully, James, you can stay with us for that.
I'd be happy to. And then I'm going out to vote. But he said at the end of that the defections are not to be unexpected, nor are they altogether unwanted. Meaning that it would be better for the Republican Party if they shed themselves of these neocons and these people who, again, have more in common with the statist policies of the Democrats than they do with the people who actually go and support the Republican Party. So, you know, all of this is good. But if Mitt Romney couldn't beat Obama, I don't think he wants to tackle. And Trump said this. He can be tough guy with Trump, but he certainly couldn't be tough guy with Obama. And so that's an interesting dynamic. But
he couldn't even be tough guy with the same guys in his party. He only got far along in many ways because he had plenty of cash, not because he was literally a winner and a self-made man on his own per se. In fact, his views were pretty similar to Barack Obama's, a couple of semantic changes. But other than that, when they were in the debates, it was kind of the softest debate I've ever seen in my entire life. It was tragic. All right, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump Jr. on the radio. It'll hit the archives in mere minutes. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org on your radio, libertynewsradio.com, republicbroadcasting.org, and libertyroundtable.com. Tell all your friends about us and what we're doing to take on the mainstream press, will you? Our sponsors are givemelibertyfund.com and powermall.com. Thepowermall.com. This nation shall endure.